We all want to be happier, but how do we get there? First, we start by realizing happiness is not a destination. Being happy consists of micro action steps every single day. I'm your host, Brittany King, and I'm here to guide you along the way. All right, the moment is finally arrived where I get to interview Savan Sanders, the Savan Sanders. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. I have had the pleasure of, knowing you for a while now, going back to those 6 a.m. early morning dance parties where we instantly connected over good music, and still continue to connect over good music. But you, like, just a random event that we both were at, talking about, you know, where you're at, and then finally getting to coach you and getting to see and be kind of front row of your growth and transformation. So the fact that now we get to share about your journey and your experience is so exciting.
So exciting. So crazy. Like full circle.
Full circle. And it will just continue to create more and more circles. Let's just start at the beginning. I mean, you know, there's been kind of different iterations of us working together, but I really think the version of you that reached out in December of last year is really what created so much growth. So talk a little bit about kind of where you were at and what kind of prompted you to be like, you know what, I'm doing this and I'm going all in.
Yeah. I mean, I think that obviously I'd reached out a couple different times and I was like kind of hot, cold, like maybe I should do it, maybe I should not. And, you know, I think dipped my toe a little bit in. And so I knew that the work was going to be really powerful. I just didn't know what a full commitment would be like. And so I think commitment was always an area that I struggled with, committing to things. So it was actually at that time that I was making a big career shift, moving into from the safety, if you will, of the recruiting world that I knew, and going into outside sales for my company, and deciding that, okay, I'm making this big shift, and I'm thinking about mentoring a young youth. And so there's all these different changes that I'm kind of taking on. I need help, you know, with figuring out how to go about evolving. Because I've always kind of flown by the seat of my pants and just willy-nilly and had a great life. But I knew that there were some tools that maybe I needed to acquire to keep leveling up. And so with those changes, I reached out and was like, hey, let's create something.
I believe the words were like, I think you responded to one of my emails and you're like, I'm ready. got your email, I'm ready. Like it was so, and I was like, yes, she's ready. Like, you know, it's like, cause you did kind of dip your toe in, and I get it. Like it is a lot to commit to, for so many reasons, but also committing to change is the hardest part, regardless of, like, you know, all the resources and time and money and like that investment, like that's a side of it, but truly like committing to, like, if I do this, I am going to change. And like, that's not comfortable. And I think you just said something that's so important, is like you were leaving the safety of what you knew in your career and you were stepping into something that was unfamiliar and that was scarier than, you know, what you were doing before. And so being able to be like, I want support in that transition, you know, that just shows that you were ready to make the change. So when you emailed me, I'm ready, there was like, I don't know, stars aligned, or you must have had some sort of insight or download that was like, okay, now is the time where I'm really going to go all in. And something that was so cool that I knew you would be incredibly successful, even if you didn't believe it in yourself yet, was the investment. You, like, it wasn't like you were like, no, I don't want to pay that much. It was like, you were figuring out like how you were going to get that and pay it up front, which when someone does that, that just shows their level of commitment to themselves.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm going to find this and I'm going to do it. It wasn't even like I don't know. Like, it was like, and I remember that you messaged me right after, you're like, actually, I just thought of this. And it was just like, I don't know if I even said it to you, but I knew internally, I was like, oh, she's going to grow so much because this level of commitment, that's the level of commitment that it requires to change, because change is so scary and so uncomfortable, especially when you do have a good life. Like when things are like, why would I change anything? Like it's all really good right now.
Yeah. That's so true. It's so funny because I had gone into it, and I don't mind sharing, but like that moment, because I'm like trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. How am I going to pay for this? Like upfront, like I just started with my new sales job. It's not like I'm making like good money just yet, but I knew I needed to do this. And that is one thing about me, is that commitment is tough for me. But once I decide, then it's like, okay, I'm doing this. We're doing it. But what was crazy is the exact amount that was needed for me to be able to go into coaching was the money that I got back from going into escrow on a home that actually was not the right fit and not the right time for me. And so it was like, thinking about it now, it's going to sound like I have like good. It's like I had was shifting from like out of alignment into alignment, like taking like that, because money is energy, right? And so taking that energy from something that really actually wasn't going to be a good investment, and I was, you know, tussling with, if you will, for a couple of months, and didn't think that it was the right move. And then literally I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this. Oh, and it's the exact amount that I
like need. Literally the exact amount, which blew my mind, but also not, because that's how it works. And that's actually happened a couple times with clients of like, I just got this refund for this exact amount. Like, it's just wild, because what you did was you took something that, you know, obviously a house is an investment, and, you know, but it's an investment. You took that and invested it in yourself and your future self. And like, that was a very powerful shift for you. And as a coach, it's so cool to see that transfer, like the transformation happens when you do that. Like that's where it starts. You don't see it yet, but that's where it starts. And it's very cool to get to witness that and be like, oh yeah, like she is ready. Like now there is no denying her readiness because of that. And we haven't even started yet, but that kind of deposit into your future self really, I think, shifted that energy for you. So, you know, we've worked together for quite some time, and I know there were moments where you were like, is this working? Like I've, you know, and you like were doubting yourself, but, and that's normal. I'm like, yeah, you like, that's a totally normal thing, because the transformation and the change that we experience is not very, it's not tangible, and it's invisible for the most part, because you don't realize until one day you wake up and you really evolved into a different person that you're like, oh, this is just how I am now. This is just who I am. So what are some of the intangible transformations that you experience? And then we can talk about the tangible too, but I think the intangible is the most fun part about the work, is like the things you can't see, but that you can feel the shift, and that other people can feel the shift. So what are some of the things that you experienced?
I think I'm going to start with self first and then kind of ripple out. But like, I 100% believe that when it comes to like how I view myself, as like when it comes to worthiness and like what I'm capable of, it comes from a much different place than it used to. Before it was like, okay, I might be capable of that. Let me actually just like close my eyes and dive in and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Now it's a much more like intentional effort whenever I'm doing something. So now it's like, okay, I understand that I have the tools inside to go after whatever it is that I want to go after, whether it be, you know, a new job or a relationship or whatever it may be. Like, I have the tools. I'm very capable. It's just now I actually do believe that everything is there. I would also say that just me being able to, how do I put it into words, talk to myself. I know that sounds like weird, but like, or maybe it doesn't sound weird, but like,
no
conversations, like those full like stop moments, or even flowing moments where I'm like, okay, hey, what are you thinking? Like, why are we thinking this? And so just having like understanding that I have control over my over the th control over my thoughts, and then the creation of what comes from that. So like my actions and kind of backing that, into understanding the circumstances and the thoughts and the connections between all of that. And that I don't have to rely on all of the external, conversation, external people, whatever it may be. Like everything is inside of me. And so I really, we hear that all the time. But I think when you really stop and do this work and really understand what that means when you say, hey, you have everything inside of you, that you need, it hits different
It
when somebody just says it. Like you're like, I've heard that plenty of times that I have everything inside of me. But when you do this work, you're like, oh, that's what that means. Like I really do have everything already right here. And it's just learning how to utilize it and access it. And so I kind of bringing it full circle is like I understand myself on a much deeper level than I think that I ever have. And that those are just kind of like different ways in which I do. But yeah.
Oh
And
my
then it's
gosh.
all my relationships on top of that. I mean, now I thought I was good at communicating because I took communication in college. That was my degree. But if you don't know how to communicate with yourself, like you don't know how to communicate with anybody else. And they don't teach you that. Like that should be the ground basis of communication degree, but it's not.
Totally. I think 1,000%. Like, it should be, we should be learning about our self-talk and how to talk to ourselves.
It is the most like common conversation you have, yet we don't know how
All
to
day long.
do it. So yeah, I would say that like when it comes to the intangibles, it's like really learning how to communicate and connect with myself to then bring out better communication and connection like with other people.
It's so good. I mean, there's so many things to touch on, but I think, the biggest thing is that like belief in yourself before you have the evidence of it. It's like before you would like do things and kind of be like, okay, I'll do it and like I'm capable, but you kind of like jump in and like you kind of somewhat believe it, but you're kind of waiting for something external to prove that true. But your shift is really like, no, I am capable and I am worthy and I can. And it's like you have it in you before you take the action. Like you already believe it in yourself before you have the evidence of it. Which definitely is one of the biggest shifts that I've seen. Especially like, you would like send me kind of like an SOS message in the past of like, oh my, like you like kind of be like this freak out moment, which is 100% normal. But then like what started to happen is you started to like resolve it before I was even able to coach you.
Like SOS. Okay,
And
wait, not
then
here.
you're like, wait, never mind, solved it. Like, and it, like that's powerful, right? And but I think the biggest thing is having the space to like just to do that, right? To like have the like the thing come up and then be able to work through it yourself. And that's the gift of having, knowing you have everything inside of you and having the space to do it. So how has like having, these intangible results, how have they created tangible results? Like what has unfolded in your life since creating these new beliefs and changing your self-talk?
So much. Like I lived 1,000 lives in the last year.
So you've had so many different versions of you. It's crazy in a year.
Who am I? This is what I've learned, that like it's possible, like when they say, you have so many different versions of yourself and you'll evolve like as you go through life. I'm like, yep, been there, felt it, feeling
Like in it right now.
it. Yeah. So I mean, I think the reason I'll start with the reason why I came to you in the first place was from work, and or what I thought was work, and then it turned into everything.
This is what I think it is. This is what I get
But
from it.
it
It's
is
so much deeper.
seriously. But with work, it's been awesome. I have developed really great relationships with my teammates. I have outsold what I thought was possible or what, you know, someone typically does when they're in their first year at my company in this position. I tripled my salary, which is insane. And made President's Club like in my within my first year, which was a goal that I had. And so that has been all wild and amazing, and it takes so many different times for me to stop and go, yeah, okay, like that didn't just happen on a whim.
Wasn't a fluke.
Yeah, sometimes your brain still tries to
it
trick
does
you.
Oh, it tries to. That's the tricky part. It's like, it's not like it just magically goes away. You're just better at managing it, right? It's like, it's not like your brain's like, oh, it's not going to happen again. Like, it will say that and it will be louder and more intense, but because you do believe you have everything inside of you and you know that you're capable, you're able to work through it, even in moments of freak out. Like, having those moments are normal. And I think that's a common misconception with coaching, is like you do the work and then you get to the promised land. It's like, no, like there's no promised land. Like, it's just you get better at like moving through those negative thoughts and the challenging circumstances that will always, no matter what, present themselves.
Yeah. How many times have I asked you that? I'm like, so does this ever go?
No, spoiler alert. No, but you have the skill set. You have the belief. Like, that's what, you know, that's the whole point. It's like, in fact, I would argue it doesn't get to go away. It almost gets more intense the more you grow. I always say new level, new devil, because you almost, the thoughts that you have and the feelings it creates is almost like more is at stake or you're doing more. So it doesn't go away, but you just get so much better at managing it.
Yes, I 100% agree. The voice definitely gets a little bit louder, but you have the tools to be able to fight, or not fight, but to, you know, work with it a lot better than you do before. And so that there's that part of work that's expanded. My relationship let go of a relationship that was no longer serving me from a partnership standpoint. Finally. Lord. And then I was able to move into an amazing relationship that I'm in now, engaged and expecting my first boy here in a couple months. And so, I mean, yeah. And then my relationship with my friends got, you know, encouraged, you know, have been encouraging a lot of my friends on how to, and my family as well, to, you know, seek out what they need. So like my parents now are going to therapy together, which I think is great. I won't say that that's all because of me, but my dad has let me know that my encouragement, my little seed,
and like your transformation, like, you know, that's the thing. Obviously, like, coaching and therapy are different, but this is the ripple of when you start to work on yourself, whatever the capacity that is it not only positively impacts your life, which is great, but it ripples into so many other people's lives. And that is incredibly powerful. And not only that, I mean, you also went into mentorship, like too. You can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, literally started, you know, mentoring a youth. And I mean, that was another program that I touched in. It was like, maybe not.
Dip your toe and you're like, I have a commitment problem. But like, don't you love how you've proved yourself wrong about your commitment issues?
I have.
Yeah. You're like, whoa, I did that. Like, it's all like, truly, it's like, that's the thing. It's like, you don't realize it until you sit and pause and reflect. And you're like, wow, I used to say I have a problem with committing to things, but now I have more evidence of me being committed versus not.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, I literally went to the, you know, breakout session with, or initial session, I should say, for the mentoring group or mentoring program, literally left on like the first or second day. I can't remember, because I was like, I can't handle it. And I didn't even have everything that I have going on now. And that was my excuse at that time, was that I have too much man. I can't handle it. And so I backed out. And then now I'm mentoring a youth. And it's so funny because got engaged, started a new job, having a baby, and I still somehow have time to
social life, travel.
Yeah, like and all the other things. Like, so it's funny how our brains will, but it goes back to something that I think is really important that we have talked about is just that, like, the belief systems that we have. And so our brain will constantly find evidence to back that until you decide to break out of that track. And so breaking out of that track and going into this commitment, you're right. Like, there's so many different areas that I can have now to pull into. I am committed. I'll write that down. New mantra.
So good.
That I am committed, you know, and so she's been great. And it's so funny because personality wise, like things that we're going through, like we're very similar, but she doesn't necessarily love to open up about vulnerability is not her favorite thing ever, which I can relate a bit. And, but because of this work though, I'm glad that the timing did work out in the way that it did. Because I don't know if I told you this, but like a couple of weeks ago, she actually finally like had a moment where she kind of was like, I have a lot going on and I don't really know how to manage all of this, but didn't fully want to talk about it. And so we just got out of it. I pulled over, we got out of the car, we went to a park and we just walked and did some of our nervous system regulating like moves. Like she has no clue what we were doing, but you know, it was just like my moment. I'm like, oh, okay, I do know what to do. And it's not provide a solution.
Right. It's not try to fix it. Right. It's like, let me just hold, like help hold the space for her to have her experience.
Yeah. And it was so good. And I'm definitely a solution oriented person. And that is so far from what she needed. In that moment, but being able to like recognize that, pick that up and go, okay, like let's just take a breather. And she still didn't fully open up about what was going on, but that's okay. Like it's just giving people those space. So I would say that's like another intangible. Maybe I can throw that in the intangible box.
We'll put that in the intangible box. Yeah. Oh God, Savvy, that's so beautiful. And I think, you know, touching on a couple of things that you said about not having time and like this, a big part of what you were looking for in coaching. And I remember this so vividly is like, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Why am I here? Like, right. And through the values and through like uncovering and getting clear, you know, mentorship really came very strong out of you. And you could have all of the reasons why you wouldn't have time to do it, but it's, you know, we know this is not about having time. It's about creating the time and being really intentional about what you do with the time that you do have. And so being able to be in this space of service and not letting anything external stop you from being in alignment with that purpose is just speaks to volumes to the work that you've been doing on yourself. Cause it's like, everybody's like, oh, I want to do this more. I want to do this. Well, once I have more time or once I'm not super busy or once this is done or once this is done, we're constantly getting to that arrival fallacy of, well, when I arrive here, then I'll do this. Yeah. And you completely change that narrative. Cause that was the narrative and like, it made sense, but you really redirected that. And you were like, no, this is really important to me and I'm making the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Time is such an interesting like construct that somehow I don't do the best with in a lot of different ways.
Right.
But yeah, it's always thinking that I just never have enough of it. And that has been such a game changer. And even like I'm on vacation right now and finding myself in moments of like, and yesterday, like I had to think about what you said on our last coaching call about the flexibility and like being flexible with routine and or plans that you make. And we just talked about that, you know, earlier this week. And here I am coming to a test. It always happens that way. Coming to a test in a couple of days. But you know, yesterday I got up and I'm like, okay, we only have a couple of minutes, you know, a couple of days here. Like I need to make sure like we're going to see all the things, do all the things. And it's like the whole point of us coming on this is a baby moon to relax. And and just having to like slow back down and remind myself, like, hey, we're here relaxing. Like, and we have plenty of time. We have 5 days. Like, don't live into Sunday because then you waste all of your time that you have here on Tuesday, Wednesday, you know? And so just reminding myself that I have enough time. I have enough time. You know, enjoy the moment, be present. It's been so helpful and flexible with just the plans. Like, we had an awesome day yesterday, but it started off with me like buzzing around because I'm like, okay, I gotta make sure we have this, and I gotta make sure we have that. We're going here, I'm doing that. And my fiance's like, hey, we're just gonna have fun. Like, just, it's fine. It's fine. And I'm like, okay, you're right. And then go in internal and just be like, yeah, we have fun. And we did. It was awesome.
And that's the key, is like when you have that awareness, like top of mind, and you go inward with it, that's where the change happens, right? It's like you hear the things, but it's when you feel it. And I think so much of the transformation that I've got to witness from you is more of the embodiment. We spend a lot of time learning the concepts and making sense of them. And you are so good at asking questions, but it is true. Like we can intellectualize it. We're like, this makes sense. Like, tell me what to do after this. Okay, so this and then this, right? It's like trying to like connect the pieces. And I do think we spend a little bit of time there because we're learning it. But what I've been witnessing, especially in the past 6 months, is you really embodying it. And you really like taking the lessons that you've learned and the lessons that are always presented to you and embodying that change. And I think like that's the shift that I've noticed. But also, I think, to there's something that you mentioned is like the people in your life have noticed it too, which is like always the best. Like that's how you know you're like, oh, it's working. Other people are noticing. So, we talked about the intangible, we talked about some tangible stuff. I mean, so many amazing things have unfolded in your life. And also, it's like there's also been challenges. I think when people sometimes listen to these interviews, they're like, oh, like easy for her to say like this. And it's not this like linear straight path. Like you're always presented with challenges. So you can give an example of a challenge or not, but kind of how you've used these tools to help you overcome the challenges that have come up since starting this work.
I feel like I'm like challenged on a daily basis. It's not like there's ever, a day that really goes by without some form of challenge. And I think that there's like challenges like on levels, right? Like there's certain challenges that are more intense than others, and some that you kind of just ooh around. But then there's other ones where you're like, okay, I gotta like throw myself over. It's a little bit harder, but I think that the challenges, when I think about what's been most intense, is really with other people. Or sorry, so I say other people, but really what it is learning how to manage what I believe are other people's thoughts about me or what I'm doing, and then the different energies that I interact with on a daily basis, because I am in sales and it's a tough environment. And I would say learning how to manage that has been the hardest and something that presents itself every day, where I have to really go inward, and use these tools in order to, it seems like, survive every day. Some days are tougher than others for sure. But just learning how to interact, now that I have these tools. And then like that, the whole imposter syndrome, because I have changed and I've had a lot of, we just talked about the tangible and intangible things that have occurred. Like a lot has changed over the last year. And I think that it's gone really fast. And different versions of me have come to be, which is great. But then there's also like sometimes where I'm like, oh, wait a minute, where am I? What am I doing? And so that can be a lot. And so, understanding or giving myself that space to say, hey, okay, like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And yes, I got where I'm at very quickly. but I'm just stretching, and it's okay to be here in this spot and stretch and figure it out, and the next level up that I have, like, I'll be ready for. But I think learning how to manage that has also been a bit of a challenge.
Well, I think, you know, going back to what you said about like alignment and the money that you got back and like shifting from like where you were out of alignment into getting into alignment. When you get into alignment, things happen fast. Like, it's no surprise, but then what happens is your self-concept really hasn't caught up with the transformation yet.
Yeah.
And so your identity and like, it's like in as a salesperson and like stepping into motherhood and getting married, it's like, whoa, like, you know, you're like, hold on, like, you know, you're kind of like, hold, like, it's like going really, really fast. And your self-concept's like, we're over here, sister. Like, you got to catch up with us. And like, seriously, what you've been doing is building the evidence towards this self-concept and who you are and who you're becoming and who you're meant to be. So it's powerful stuff. It's like, I mean, I have the best job on earth because I get to witness it. And it's so incredible to get to witness it and have the conversations with you and the insights and really help you. You know, we get more into like the nuanced stuff. You know, the further you get into coaching, the like deeper you can go, obviously, and the more nuanced the coaching becomes and really into very specific different areas and things that trigger us and all of that. So it's definitely on like where I stand and get to witness it is incredibly powerful. And I just get to like hold that mirror back to you and like get to like show it to you, which is also the best thing ever. So which of the tools would you say that you use the most day to day?
I would say getting into my body and breathing. So I'm actually like setting aside time every morning to go through like the nervous system regulation. And so I would say that that's something that's super important for me because of the fact that it is going so fast, and anxiety and depression were things that I was diagnosed with when I was in high school. And so those feelings that you feel in your body that are like radiating, like those happen, that happens all the time, you know, right before I'm going into a meeting or, you know, even when we're doing role play or, you know, sometimes even conversations with my fiance that come up that like are stressful, like, you know, there's just different moments where I am very much where I wear my emotions right here. So I feel everything in my body. And so I think that the nervous system regulation has been something that has been very key. I wouldn't say I'm amazing at it yet. Which who
I
knows?
Think, and you know, I don't think it's something that we ever get really amazing at.
Right? Like, do we ever really get it?
No.
But it's the tool that I have, not have to, I get to use every day. And it's been awesome. Like, without that, I would have never known what to do with the emotion, with the emotions that you feel.
Yeah, just being able to get into your body, especially as someone that's naturally more like high energy and a go-getter and like get shit done and really like has a lot going on, to be able to take those moments to pause helps you respond versus react to all of the things happening outside of you. Oh, so good. Well, is there anything else that you want to share? Anything that we haven't touched on? Anything at all? The floor is yours.
And dance on it.
Dance on it. What song would you play right now if you were entering the dance floor, most importantly?
Oh God. I actually just listened to this song. I just found it. Of course my phone's not near me. I'll have to send it to you. It's by DJ. I don't even know, but it's called Cronin, something like that. I don't know. But I was jamming out in the car on the way back.
You're like, all right, let's go.
I like it.
The dance floor is yours. Dance on it.
That is what that made me feel. But no, I think just sharing that the work is super, it can be very daunting. Because whenever you're going into calling on yourself, to show up for yourself, and do healing work that's then going to inevitably expose you to the next version of you and the next level. That is very daunting. And so I guess my encouragement would to anyone that, you know, gets to takes a moment to watch this is just to, like, even though it's daunting, like, the best parts of you and the best part of your life is on the other side. And that there's so much that you may be dreaming of that will come from it, but there's also so much that you've never even thought of that will come up and, you know, come part of your life because of it. So I don't know, I think it's awesome. And it's so funny. Something, you know, my fiance, when I first told him that I was doing this, he's like, "You're doing what? You're so down." Like, what is happening? He's so confused. But and so it's like, even externally, everyone will probably question you too, right?
Totally. But, like, what are you doing? Are you joining a cult? What are you doing? How much money are you spending on yourself?
Yeah. This financially makes sense. I feel like we could.
Oh, yes.
But it's so funny because now, like, he's like, "So are you signing back up?
the biggest skeptic becomes the biggest support." Yeah. I mean, my husband was the same way when I signed up for coaching. He was like, "What? All right, what are you doing?" And he's like, "I trust you, but, like, really?" And now it's like just a given in my life because of how much it's positively impacted me, but also our whole entire family. Like, it's the best thing that I've ever done for my future self.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, I get to give that gift to you and get to see that. But it's so funny because I remember, like, when we were, like, halfway and you're like, "What are the change? Like, what are the changes that I've experienced?" And, like, you're like, what is going on?
I had to come back.
Pause. And we were like, "Let's download. Let's see how much you've changed." And you're like, "Oh," because it is so intangible. But then you make the connections with the tangible things, right? Like doubling or tripling your salary and all the other things that come with it. You don't realize, like, the correlation. But I'm so glad that you said, you know, it's honest, like, transparent. It's daunting. Like, it's not, you know, coaching is not for people that want someone else to do the work for them. It's like, it is not, like, done for you. Like, it is the space to explore, and, you know, you learn the tools, but also you learn a lot of things about yourself that are not lovely, or that, not that they're not lovely, but you don't love them about yourself. And that's also hard to see. But then eventually over time, you really get to transform that. And it really makes you come home to yourself and makes you feel whole, because it's like we come to coaching as all these different parts of ourselves and we're kind of, like, fragmented in a way, and coaching really brings everybody to the table and it's like, "No, this is all of us and we're going to love all of us the same exact way." And getting to witness that is incredible, and watching you kind of go on that journey and getting to help, you know, guide you and hold the space for you is just such an honor to truly get to be a part of it. And I remember, like, when you did reach out and you're like, "I'm ready." I was like, "Yes." Because there's certain people that I meet and interact with that, you know, show interest, and I don't force anything. Like, I remember when you did coaching a little bit and then you were like, "I'm out." I wasn't forcing it. I wasn't like, "You need to do it." I'm like, it's not the time for you right now. I get it. Like, it's totally, like, and when it is meant for someone, they will find it. Maybe it's not with me. Maybe it's with someone else. But, like, when you feel like you're being called to evolve and called to a different level and need that support and space, like, you will come back to it. Just, you know, you just kind of know that it will happen eventually. So going back to the beginning, when you emailed me, "I'm ready," I was like, "She ready. Can't wait to show her how amazing she is and how much potential she has," because there are certain people that I meet that just have that thing. They have this spark within them, and the spark is just kind of dimmed. And sometimes the spark is close to being out. And coaching really helps like fan that spark and brings it back to life. And granted, you know, again, it's not like rainbows and butterflies. There's a lot of things that go into it to get that spark back up, but it is very fun and exciting to help facilitate that. So thank you for taking the time to be interviewed on your baby moon, which is just amazing that you're in Hawaii right now and like celebrating, like becoming parents. And just, I just hope that even having this interview and this call that you can really just kind of sit and feel really proud of yourself for the work that you've done and the commitment that you've made and the growth that you're continuing to do, because there's so much to celebrate. You know, it's always easy to be like, I still am working on this and I need to figure out this, but it's also, it's like, yes, there will always be things to work on. We're all works in progress, but to be able to just sit and be proud of yourself and see how far you've come is so important to, you know, your next evolution and your next growth. So hope that you have the time to do that and the space, because you got nothing but time in Hawaii.
Nothing but time.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights and your growth. Any last words before we wrap up?
Just thank you. I mean, it's been awesome. And I obviously wouldn't, well, I shouldn't say obviously, I would 100% not be here in the space that I am with everything that I have, if it weren't for the awesome coaching that, you know, you've been able to provide. And so it's just a big heartfelt gratitude energy, you know, that I want to
feel that. I felt that through the Zooms. I did. Wow.
It's, you know, it's real. I mean, because I just like when you really and I get to thankfully look back to, you know, when I remind myself to go look at my journals. And so I have an idea of where I was, and that little girl inside was really needing a friend to come and help me
link arms. Link arms along the way. Oh, I know we really didn't touch on the journaling, but I do want to acknowledge you for that, because I will say, I think a big part of the growth that you were able to have is your ability to reflect. And I do believe that your journaling practice, which I know you developed way before coaching, really was instrumental, because you were really able to like give yourself space from your thoughts, be able to be introspective and be able to observe what was going on in your mind and in your body. And so I do want to acknowledge you for that, because a lot of people are resistant to coaching, or well, are resistant to coaching, but they're resistant to journaling. And I do think that your ability to journal really had a lot to do with your kind of rocket fuel alignment and growth that you've experienced.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for encouraging it. And encouraging me in so many different ways.
And I'll be cheering you on every step of the way, but you're your biggest cheerleader, which is the best thing, is like your ability to encourage yourself and like give yourself those pep talks now is incredible. Well, this is amazing. I can't wait for you to listen to and watch this back. And any moment when you don't, you know, when you forget, which is normal, that you can come back and listen to this and watch it and have it be a reminder of how far you've come and how incredible your journey is. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.